KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Search and rescue crews have recovered the body of a man from the West Nottoway River early this morning near Clarinda. According to Iowa State Patrol Trooper Aaron Nordyke, authorities were notified just after 9 p.m. Thursday that a male who was last seen in the river near the Washington Street Bridge was struggling to stay above the water. The man was identified as 23-year-old Trent Lee Hayden of the Clarinda area. Members of the Midwest Regional Dive Team were called to assist in the search along with the Council Bluffs Fire Department's Hover 5 airboat. The airboat crew located Hayden's body in the middle of the river south of the Washington Street Bridge just after 2:15 a.m. today. That same area of river claimed the life 4 years ago of an 11-year-old boy from Chicago. Agencies assisting in last night's search and rescue efforts included the Midwest Regional Dive Team, which consists of personnel from the Cass County Sheriff's Department, Clarinda Fire Department, Ringgold County Emergency Water Emergency Team, the Adams County EMS, Montgomery County, and Page County Emergency Management Agencies, as well as the Clarinda and Red Oak Fire Departments, Clarinda Police, Iowa DNR, and Iowa State Patrol. Alcohol is believed to have been a factor in a motorcycle accident that took place early this morning in Council Bluffs. The crash resulted in what were described as serious but non-life-threatening injuries to a Nebraska man. Council Bluffs police say 59-year-old Michael Soule of Kearney, Nebraska, was thrown from the motorcycle he was driving after the machine went out of control in the area of South 35th Street and Nebraska Avenue. The accident happened at around 2:37 a.m. Authorities say Soule was traveling south on 35th Street when his cycle hit the median. After being thrown from the machine, Soule landed on the traveled portion of the road. He was taken by Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue to Creighton University Hospital for treatment. Officials say charges in the crash are currently pending. Anita and Wyota Fire and Rescue were called to the scene of an accident Thursday at around 9:30 p.m. on Interstate 80. According to dispatch reports, a semi struck a bridge westbound at the 72-mile marker, and following the crash, the truck entered the north ditch but remained upright. There were no injuries reported. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. Red Oak police say 26-year-old Jimmy Fred Hockett II of Red Oak was arrested at around 1:30 a.m. for driving while suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hockett was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. Members of the Page and Montgomery County Sheriff's Departments teamed up Thursday to arrest a man wanted on numerous felony warrants. 38-year-old Ricky Dean Peterson was taken into custody at 1389 O Avenue in Page County. On valid Page County warrants for felony charges that include burglary in the first degree and dominion, control of firearm, offensive weapon by domestic abuse offender. Peterson also faces misdemeanor charges of criminal mischief in the third degree, domestic abuse assault, injury or mental illness, and contempt of court, violation of a no-contact protective order. His bond on those charges was set at $32,000. During his arrest, Peterson was also charged with another contempt of court violation and no-contact protective order due to the area where he was arrested. No bond was set on the additional charge until Peterson will be seen by a magistrate. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Thursday afternoon on domestic abuse assault and obstruction of emergency communications charges. 38-year-old Danny Samuel Skaggs of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 800 block of North 6th Street. At around 12:50 p.m., he was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. In our funeral announcements this morning, Iva Mae Rasmussen, age 95, of Kirkman, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Iva Rasmussen will be today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Shirley Jean Jensen, age 80, of Crawfordsville, Indiana, a native of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Shirley Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Stewart, age 91, of Shelby, died Monday in Council Bluffs. A memorial service for Robert Stewart will be today at 11 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Myrna Laurie Peters, age 75, of Walnut, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Myrna Peters will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Charles Doc Early, age 91, of Harlan, died August 7th in Erling. Memorial services for Doc Early will be today at 3 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Carol Lupardus, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died August 7th. Funeral services for Carol Lupardus will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert W. Martins, age 86, of Walnut, died Wednesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Robert Martins will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Franklin Leyland, age 90, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Franklin Leyland will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bruce Simmons, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. A Celebration of Life service for Bruce Simmons will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.